Gracious Heavenly Father, author and finisher of our faith, Lord. We approach Thee in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For in Him we move and have our being. Oh God, what a great privilege we have, Lord. In this hour that you have sent us, Lord, an open door whereby we can come to worship thee in spirit and in truth. For where the eagles are gathered, Father, that's where the carcass is, Father. We move from these five natural senses, Lord. And we look to that super sense, that sixth sense, Father. Oh God, where there dwells the supernatural. And we know in the supernatural, Father, there is great happenings. The bride of Christ is gathered around the world. So Lord, we come tonight knowing that we are in heavenly places, Lord, to feast around your word, Lord, to know more about thee, to live better lives, Father, that our lives can be, that someone can draw virtue from our lives, Lord. What a blessed hope we share, Lord, in Christ Jesus. There is a great mystical body around the world. And there is a fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints of God. A commissioned ministry, Lord. And we believe, Lord Jesus, that we are gathered in that provided place, Lord. In that secret place where you can meet us, Lord. Where you can speak to us, Father. And we can hear from thee. While the world groped in darkness, Lord, we have found that place, Lord. And that is in Jesus Christ, Lord. May you take all our souls, Father. For you have caused us to believe your word, Father. And our souls is caught up in the under the revelation of the seventh seal. We pray tonight, Father, that you would come down among your people and you would make yourself plain unto us, Lord. We have already felt your presence. We know that you are among us here, Lord. We pray that you would take full control of the service and let your name be glorified in all things. And when we would leave this place, Father, we would say as the disciples on the road to Emmaus, didn't our hearts burn within us while you spake with us on the road, Lord? For we come in great anticipation, Lord, knowing that we would hear from thee, Lord. Make your word a living reality unto us, Father. Don't leave us comfortless. But Lord, Father, we depend upon thee now. And we, oh Lord, place everything in your hands. For there is no one greater, Father. We depend upon thee. Take full control of everything, Lord. Bless the hearts of your people as they gather tonight, Lord. We pray that as we gather, Lord, that your name would be glorified. We thank you for our ministering servant. We pray for the word of truth. Take full control of the service now, Father. Everyone that is coming among us, Lord, let their needs be met, Father. For we know that you're a great God. And all things are possible to thee. Bless us individually. We pray and we ask these mercies In thy precious name, with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed is your wonderful name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let every head be bowed, let every eye be closed tonight. Lord, we praise and we thank you. Lord, that we could be back in your house giving praise and honor unto thee tonight, Lord. Lord, we have brought back, Lord, the tithes and the offering, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you're so blessed, Lord, and may use it, Lord, for thine honor and for thy glory. Could we all say amen tonight?
Amen.
Amen. We have Sister Margaret amongst us. Want to give God all the honor and praise. There's a song in my heart. I want to see Jesus as we have our seat tonight. Amen.
Swing low, sweet chariot is coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot is coming for to carry me home. There's a song in my heart now. I'm looking for Jesus, for I've been reading his promise that he would return. He's preparing a mansion in that city called heaven. I'm getting ready to move in, to make it my home. Oh, and how it just thrills my soul to know he's a coming, and what a glorious day when all the raptured saints will all be singing as we sail away. I can almost hear the trumpet, see the dead in Christ rising. I'm getting ready to join them. Oh, it's a glorious song. Mysteries have been unfolded, the revelation of Jesus. Mysteries of predestination, his great elective love. Now there's a glorious dawning of a golden morning. We'll all join their singing, amazing grace. Oh, and how it just thrills my soul to know we can rise to meet the challenge of the all. Great mysteries hidden throughout all ages have now been revealed to this end time bride. We're the ones to receive the fullness of his glory within us. We are the ones to raise the dead saints, preach to the total lost. It's just up a slight incline and around the corner lies the fullness of his glory, soon to be revealed. There'll be the days arising in the heart of God's people, and creation will behold us, the manifested ones. Oh, and how it just thrills my soul to know he's a coming end. again. What a glorious day. Soon all the raptured saints will meet as we join together at a great marriage feast. I can almost hear the trumpet, see the chariots are coming. I'm getting ready to join them. Oh, what a glorious hour. It's just up a slight incline and around the corner is the fullness of His glory that will be revealed. There'll be the day star rising in the heart of God's people, and creation will behold you, the adopted ones. Oh, and how it just thrills my soul to know He's coming, and what a glorious day. Soon all the raptured saints will meet and we'll join together at the great marriage feast. I can almost hear the trumpet, see the chariots are coming. I'm getting ready to join them. Oh, what a glorious hour. I'm getting ready to join them. Oh, it's a glorious hour.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting ready to join them. Could we all stand tonight? There's never been a day like this day. There's never been a light that shines so bright. It's this glorious day, amen. There's never been a day like. Oh, what a glorious hour it is. It's never been a day like this day I see. There's never been a
Let's just sing Christ revealing Himself unto me. Coming real to you tonight. Amen. Amen. I could almost hear the trumpet song. See the dead in Christ rising. We're getting ready to meet Him tonight. We have a few notes of praise here. We would like to read them. Sister Faltering Alert would like to give the Lord praise and thanks for touching her sore throat and cleaned up after prayers offered for her on Monday night at Mark Bean. Amen. Went across to Mark Bean and sister somehow damaged her throat, bunks it. Could hardly speak when he was there, and here she's tonight, could speak and she's well, amen. Also, Brother Wilson would like to thank the Lord for granting unto his wife a safe delivery of a baby girl. The baby weighed 8 pounds 4 ounces, amen. Amen. So really, amen. Appreciate God's grace unto her. Also, thanksgiving and praise. My neighbor, Mr. Seals, would like to thank the Lord for healing him of his urinary difficulty. He's now passing water more freely than before. Praise God, Brother Alwin Allen. Amen. You all remember that on Sunday morning? Amen. His grace is all sufficient. And here we have a few that is in need of him tonight. Prayers requested for Mr. Rodriguez, who is suffering from constant fever and asthma. Brother Allen, somebody maybe he knows. Sister Sandra requests prayer for her daughter Franca for a swollen forehead. Also, please pray for me. I'm feeling very weak in my body and nervous. Sister Rita. Sister Farrell requests prayer for her neighbor, Mr. Henry Bess, for a lung ailment. He had an operation to his lung about 2 years ago, and up to now he's still ailing. His wife is in service tonight. Amen. How we want God to touch him and let them know that God is here among his people. Amen. Also, Brother Jeffrey Sanchez would like to make an open confession before the church. Shall we? Okay, we leave that afterwards. Let's just bow our heads and pray the prayer of faith for these. Shall we sing a little song? He's all I need, he's all I need. He's all we have need tonight. Let's sing, You Are All I Need. Amen. You are all. Gracious Lord Jesus, in our hearts we are deeply thankful tonight for the great faith that we feel among your people, for the atmosphere of great expectation that is in the house of God tonight. Lord, knowing the people have come believing tonight, Father, he that come unto you must believe that you are, and you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. That is your word tonight. That is how the people have come tonight, Father. And God, we all are looking towards that supreme sacrifice, that atonement in which every redemptive blessing lay. Knowing, dear God, the true identification with that atonement tonight, Lord, brings us in the position to receive whatever we have need of tonight, Father. And God, there are those in the house of God that is in need of you tonight. They know that you are the healer. They know that you are their provider. They know you are their deliverer. You are their savior. You are their all in all. You are the great one amongst us tonight. Oh God, we stand here, Father, realizing just through your grace. So Lord, we ask you to forgive us our sins and our shortcomings, our mistakes, our failures. We ask you to sanctify us in our hearts. Dear God, we stand here now knowing your blood is applied to our heart. We know that that blood has made us worthy, for we come not know our own righteousness, but we come in the righteousness of the faith of the living God. And Father, as we look to that supreme sacrifice in which our price of our healing was paid for, God, we know even now we have access to your healing virtue, which by faith we applied to little Franca with that swollen forehead. We by faith we applied to Sister Rita with a weak and nervous body tonight. Lord, by faith we applied to Mr. Rodriguez. Lord, man, Brother Allen is standing here believing for tonight, who have that constant fever and asthma. Lord God, by faith we apply, Lord God, to Mr. Henry Bass, whose wife is in the service even now, Father, ailing for 2 years, but we know, God, you are able to heal him now, for we believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. May every one of them tonight be completely delivered by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ that speaketh better things tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, for we know that promise is sure to all the seed. Dear Lord God, even the word of truth, for the inner man, that spiritual meat in due season, we await our portion from you tonight, and you would give it out unto us, and may bring strength on the inside, Father, for we know becoming us to fulfill all righteousness, and our meat is to do the will of him that sent us, and to finish his work upon the face of this earth. We know time is running out, Lord. Just a few more days. So, Lord God, we realize we can't futurize your promises no more. They are always here. The time is now. And Lord God, our faith will fill our hearts tonight. God, we come to anoint these things unto ourselves. So may you make it plain unto each and every one tonight. And Lord God, those that are needy of you, Lord, we receive a divine revelation. Lord, those that are confused in their minds, those that wanted to know your perfect will, those that are waiting to hear a still small voice, speak them on the inside. Those that are waiting for that short token, a confirmation to the thing that they're praying and they're seeking you for, Father, concerning, Lord God, your word in their lives. Lord God, make it plain unto them tonight, we pray, that they might be settled in their heart to serve you in spirit and in truth, and no longer be entangled, oh God, in the yoke of bondage, or having a spirit of fear and bondage. But Lord God, may we see a spirit of power, of love, and of a song might tonight. Grant it, Father. We ask it in Jesus' precious name, and we commit all unto you tonight. Lord God, that they might receive the word of God for your honor, for your glory. Amen and amen. You may have your seats tonight. As we just ask our brother, quickly, what is upon his heart? There's a speak here, Brother Jeffrey Sanchez.
First time, Brother Vin came by us Saturday night. My heart was really, it was a hateful spirit for this brother. But Lord, since you know, I didn't know what God was speaking through with Brother Vin. I blast all the sisters also too. I talk bad about them. Only Lord alone know my heart. And I stand before you, may you saints forgive me. This last closing hour here, the Lord really showed me this light. It's God speaking through this brother here, not himself. Oh, I thank him. Since I stand here, it's only God alone know what's taking place in my heart here now. The seven thunders will be something good to me, give me rapture and faith, seeing something inside of me here. If Lord come in the morning, I know I'm ready to go for you to do something for me. I feel His Holy Spirit on me here now. It's hard to stand here, but when God speaks in my heart here, must come make things right. Oh, I thank Him tonight, and I know I'm standing on that solid rock tonight. I praise Him, I thank Him. Since I know it's many have to do this tonight, but it's very hard to stand here. But so long God in here, there's nothing hard for Him to do. Tonight I stand here with faith, believe in my heart. You see the Lord moving among these people here. It's God, not man. It's not no man revelation, but God speaking through man here. Oh, I thank Him. I really thank God, the Lord really working my heart this last closing hour. I seen Christ, and I thank Him. I really feel the presence of the Lord here now.
Hallelujah!
Oh, I thank Him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we so thank You, Lord. Oh, we praise You. I feel the Spirit strong in me here now, Lord. Oh, we so glad. It's so good to be here. So good to be in the house of the Lord. Saints, you might see me small, but it's God in me. And I thank Him. I know it's not going to be a blessing to my heart again as I come here. This word has been always a blessing since I started, came up here. The Lord really speak to my heart. I see eyes, electricity from the foundation. He revealed His word to my heart, and I thank Him. So since I actually pray for me, I am a person. But when that day reach, I just pray the Lord hand over to glory I'll be on. Since I know I'm standing on Thy word tonight, I know it's many souls that have come do the same thing what I do here, but it take the Holy Spirit to speak to that heart. Oh, I thank Him. It's not me who's standing here, but God inside of me here now. I praise Him. Oh, I thank Him. Oh, we thank You, Lord.
You know, if we can have human sins.
Oh, hallelujah.
Maybe we just can't express how we feel, but we know how we feel because when God...
We know that settles everything. Yeah. Amen. Much bad things with you, the people don't know, but God know. And He put me here that I may really stand before You here, to sincere heart to repent before You all. I know the Lord will forgive me because I is the elected seed. Why praise Him tonight as I come here? Says, may You bless us. I thank You, Lord. I have many things to say, but the Holy Spirit is moving. When my brother speak that word, and I finish tonight as He come. Since I really thank You. Lord, I thank You for bringing me here. Oh, I praise You. I really ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Chapter 15. 1 Thessalonians 4 and Ephesians 2. I want to read from 1 Thessalonians 4 first. Amen. Everybody love the Lord tonight.
Amen.
We're under great expectation when we feel His presence amongst us. When He comes and we know He's here, we know He's come to do something for us tonight. Reading from verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them who are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, Even so, them also who sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them who are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Ephesians 2. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which in times past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our manner of life in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead, amen, we were dead at one time, amen, in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Amen. And had raised us up. Hallelujah. You was dead and now you raised up. Amen. Well, you need to raise up with the voice of the resurrection. Amen. Amen. Raise us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith. Amen. You're saved by grace, but through faith. Amen. See, faith is a revelation. Grace is what God has done for you, but faith is the revelation of God, grace being revealed to you. Amen. Amen. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Amen. The revelation is sovereign. Amen. Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. 1 Corinthians 15, read on verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, you wanted a word to describe how fast it was going to happen. So the quickest thing you can think of is the twinkle of an eye. At the last trump, that the time when it will take place. At the last trump. For the trumpet shall put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Shall we bow our heads and close our eyes? Father, we thank you tonight for your grace and for your mercy, that we can be here in your presence. We thank you for the sincerity of the heart of our little brother. Lord, as he has been led by his spirit to confess his wrongs, Father, God, may be blotted out with your precious blood even now, and may be free from all condemnation in his heart. Lord, may you reveal more of your word, that he may walk in the light as you are in the light. He can have fellowship with you. We pray for all these here tonight, that the revelation of Jesus Christ, Lord, be so quick and inspired to their hearts tonight. Lord God, they can come to that perfect faith, for we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. May I have a seat? I want to greet everyone in the house of God tonight that is here. And I've come out with great expectation in your heart to hear the word of God. That will feel in the house of God tonight. Just the type of atmosphere where we just want to come out of the way and let God do what he have in store for us. Amen. Don't intend to preach too long tonight. Just trying to come direct on the word and just preach with upon the heart. I want to continue a little bit from Sunday morning. And for a little thought, we might take why the trumpets was preached supernaturally. And, you know, Baram says there's a lot of whys, like why it had to be shepherds and why little Bethlehem and why it had to be wise men with gifts and why it had to be all these different things. And I always have a little statement that says the wise, that the W-I-S-E, will understand the wise, that the W-H-Y-S. Amen. There's a lot of whys today. Amen. Why is God doing it this way and why is God doing it that way? Amen. But the wise will understand. May God give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him tonight, that the eyes of your understanding, Bible says, being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe. So you may know his calling, you may know his inheritance, and you may know his power. Amen. And if God will put it in your heart tonight, I believe then you would not be tossed or driven. You would not be in doubt. You would not be shaken like a reed with the wind. But you would have a revelation of what is God's will. And when somebody possesses a revelation of what is God's will, then obstacles no longer become a frustration or a hindrance, because they have something to motivate them to press through in spite of all the obstacles. Because we cannot pray for God to move the obstacles, because the divine wisdom of God that put the obstacles here, and you, through a revelation, have chosen this way, which is the harder way. Amen. And when you chose this way, you knew you chose the harder way, but you are given a consolation that a huge portion of heaven awaits you. Amen. And this in itself is what will bring to pass that tremendous victory in the love divine. Amen. What we're looking for, that we could hear him say, this is my beloved son, this is my beloved daughter in whom I'm pleased to dwell in. What a great time it was for us to be standing there among temptation all these years. It's a great battle, a contest, which is a test of strength. Amen. Where each and every one had to prove themselves worthy of the promise. And all that's happened this hour is people who have proved that they are worthy of the promise. The promise was made. The bride was called. She had to enter that time of testing. Amen. It had to approve whether she was worthy of the promise of God or not. Amen. Then the hour is here. Many have fallen. Many have dried up. Many have become cold. Many have gone back. But there are still some standing tonight. Amen. What have happened? The Holy Spirit, through a divine revelation, have given a call to the resurrection. He is sifting the wheat. Amen. He's pulling aside our people to get them ready for the Holy Spirit. Amen. The dynamic shall be a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And this is what many don't understand. They fail to recognize what stage of God's program that we are at. So they just try to jump and do something here and try to jump and do something there, but without inspiration. Amen. Then out of God's perfect will, then God cannot bless it. So they find themselves frustrated. They're trying it. It's not seeming to work because they don't have a revelation of what God is doing at this present time. But how is it designed my heart tonight that God can put that into each and every heart, a true revelation from his word of what God is doing now. A true vision that you could behold Jesus Christ. Amen. And the only place you could see him is fulfilling his promised word. And a message called Look Away to Jesus. But Abraham saw the Pentecostal people. They couldn't recognize the message. They couldn't recognize what God is doing. Though it was thoroughly
being vindicated supernaturally. It is promised in the scriptures. It had all the characteristics to identify that this was God fulfilling his word. But when he really summed it up, he found that the problem why they miss it, they had a wrong conception of what they was looking for. Amen. And to make sure we don't get trapped in it, to make sure we don't make the same mistake, he said, when you're looking for Jesus, look for him in the fulfillment of his word. Amen. So then the Holy Spirit had to come, take the word, give him unto us by Malachi for a prophet, because we have nothing to go and seek God for. Amen. God gave a promise. He gave us the word. We have the word. If we go and seek God the same, I guess we're outside the word. Amen. You see, because he has given us the word already. What we are looking for, we have found it. Was a message which is derated truth in the life. All it requires now is obedience to the word of God. Full obedience to the word of God given unto you entitles you to the token, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this is where many people get trouble, because coming over with a denominational spirit from the Laodicean age, with a spirit of man's program, man's works, man's ideas, man's achievement, with the spirit of man working the church. Amen. So many people come over and still try to do their own works, have their own program, do their own business. The prophet came and revealed us. No matter how sincere we are, no matter how much good objectives we had, no matter how good intentions we are, God cannot bless it. It must be according to the will of God. And he shows when you're doing God a service, you must have five things identified in your service for God to accept your service. He revealed the real God of the Bible for us, and shows that God don't receive any kind of worship. He must be worshipped according to the revealed way that is given in the Bible. Amen. That's what he's doing to us. Showing us that God cannot receive the worship because in vain do they worship God. And he revealed us that the Father was in him seeking the true worshippers. And if we want to worship him, we couldn't stay in Laodicea to worship him. Amen. Like Israel said, bring them out of Egypt. Amen. And bring them back on my holy mountain. Hallelujah. Bring them on my holy mountain that they can worship me. Then he called Moses up in the mountain, take him up in the pillar of fire, give him the revelation. Moses come up and set the people in order that they might worship God. Amen. He set them in order. In the book of Leviticus, everything had to be in order to worship God. A people who was in the march to the promised land, who had been led by a pillar of fire. It was an exodus. They were marching unto a promise. And they were set in order. And the glory of God was in their camp. Many people are watching the back parts. Amen. But they failed to see the pillar of fire. They failed to see the smitten rock. They failed to see the talking lamb. Amen. But God was on the scene, being the pastor, what a promise that he spoke to Abraham. Amen. And as you recognize these things taking place, history only repeats itself. Amen. Oh, we are thankful tonight that in this blind age, a prophet had eyes have. We found a man who had the eyes have. Amen. Anybody has rubbed something in the eye, will show blind from what's going on. But he had a revelation to open our eyes to let us see what God was doing. Amen. And he prayed on a message called a contest. He said, oh God, after he saw the vision and the blast and the seven angels, he said, oh God, open up that rock beneath the rock that we might see Jesus and his program. Not man's program, God's program. Hallelujah. And God's program cannot be nothing but the revelation of the word for the season. Because God allots his word for age. He predestinated people to manifest that word. The Holy Spirit is always on the scene to come to the elected ones and quicken their minds to the revelation of the word, that they may enter into God's program, that they might leave their own works, amen, and do the will of him that called them. Hallelujah. That will become the meat. Then God will be able to reveal himself unto them. Amen. We have been called. We have heard our names. Amen. We don't know where somewhere. But God had a divine purpose. He come down and call us. Amen. Quicken our minds to something. It changed our lives. Our neighbors didn't understand it. Our friends didn't understand it. Amen. But we couldn't have been the way we were. It was something that would be out of our control. We might have tried to be shame and brush for a season, but when there are policies on the inside, it draws every old thing. Hallelujah. We can no longer be like Jairus. Jairus was a secret believer. Oh, hallelujah. We are all a secret believer. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Amen. Jairus know that the Pharisees didn't have nothing. Jairus know a bunch of man commandments, a bunch of man ideas. Amen. You know what God did? God afflicted his daughter. Amen. Because God wanted to force his hand. But I remember a message God proved in his word. He said God made Jairus face the issue. He bring him out in the open. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel good tonight. Another shout of the king is in this camp. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the hour. God is forcing every secret believer to take the signs of Jesus, to be identified with the old rugged cross. You want to bear glory, you have to bear shame first. Amen. You have to bear shame before you can bear glory. You have to carry the cross before you can get a crown. Hallelujah. This is the hour. Praise God. You can't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the power of God and the salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. Hallelujah. He said it. This in me is the voice of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. What happened? Jairus knew right away the quickening power was. Jairus knew the Pharisees were writing the burger for the dead man bones. Had no quickening power there. He knew what the mercy seat was. He knew what he said was. Hallelujah. Amen. Where is the church of the living God? Where is the quickened born again believers? Where is heavenly places? Where is the hidden manna? Hallelujah. Where is the voice calling the names of the elected seed? It must be somewhere. Praise his holy name. Amen. So here's Jairus, mighty coming, and God bring the point. God extended him to the place, because God went to bring a real debt. No halfway business. When he came, they said, Jairus, no bother. No bother. The girl is not dead. Everything is finished, is over. But here's the resurrection of life. Here's the great angel himself. Hallelujah! Fear in flesh! Hallelujah! He stood there! He said, Jairus, fear not, but only believe! Only believe! Amen! My! How to go and get holy! The people are crying and fussing and chewing all kinds of different things. And when the resurrection, the life of walking in, everybody, you know, they said, laugh! Because they didn't recognize the fulfillment of the word for the hour. It looked ordinary, but that's where God's program has been manifested. Hallelujah. Amen. And God has something for this hour. If God is doing nothing, then it's a waste that we be here. It's a waste that we go to church. Amen. But we know God is doing something. Amen. But I want the front seat. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know back seat. I don't know peep to the window. Hallelujah! I want to be right up in front. Amen. So what a tremendous thing it is that you all got God. Amen. Is not going to leave one hoof behind. Hallelujah. Amen. And God gonna lead his people in trouble. Amen. It is that trouble to bring out the best of the people. Amen. Everything will go that might be going nice and smooth for a season. But in the moment you begin to identify yourself in the world, maybe you might have heard before, but when you start to do it for yourself, then you believe it is really so, because you get your persecution too. Amen. You just talk about Jesus and you get persecution. It's not saying Jesus, you know, because Jesus is the word manifested in every age. I'm not talking about pronouncing Jesus, because everybody say Jesus, but they don't know who Jesus is. But when is that about the word being manifested for the hour? See, the devil can't give you faith. But give you a boost in your senses. Give you a wrong expectation or something, woke you up. But faith is a revelation. And the revelation is sovereign God. Because they got together the gene. Only light could quicken your seed and bring it to life. Without light, there cannot be no life. Amen. So it must have light to strike the seed. Amen. And there's the hour when the weak son in March cannot ripe the grain because it's July. Spiritually, we in July. You might say, no, it's March. Amen. But in God time, I am in July. It's harvest time. And the sun is in its full strength. And the grain is ripening with acceleration. Amen. But you see, in March, the sun is very weak. Amen. Because the winter is now going away. And spring is coming in. Amen. The weak sun is just bringing a little bird out of the ground. A little revelation. Amen. See? It can't ripen me. It's a little revelation. A lot of people have a little revelation, but green. Amen. But in the hour, we talk about a ripen faith. But the Bible says your faith is still green, 965, because you're hearing the message intellectually. It's about where it turned up in the heart, they don't get sweet in the spirit. Amen. Then you'll watch and see something. You'll see sincerity coming in. Amen. You'll see the sacredness coming in. To know that people is being ripened. You'll come and meet them talk in the church, they'll be on their face before God pray. Amen. They won't want no formality. They'll come with expectation of press through until they get the blessing. Then they get a hold of the angel because they have a revelation. Who is that come down there? Amen. About the breaking of the day when the sun begins to rise. Amen. When that new day is breaking forth and they're coming out of the historical part of the message to see their own name in the book, to wave at themselves in the mirror and see the reflection wave back. When the joy bells and a ring in their heart. Amen. When they get a spring in the step. Hallelujah. When the salt begin to get real salty. When they know something is happening to them. They know they're being quick and their affections change. And the seven things above. Amen. People can't understand no more. Why? Because something is happening to them on the inside. Amen. When that time comes. Amen. They have a revelation of who it is there. It's the angel of the Lord. Amen. They're not going to let them go until they get a blessing. They caught a revelation. They faith take a hold. They know the angel is here. They know he can change them. He can give them a more coming power. Amen. They ain't going to let go for nothing. They're going to wrestle until God changes the name. Amen. Until God give them a new name. And you can't have no new name until you get a new nature. Until you see yourself in the bride section of the book. When you see your word self. When you get a channel to be connected to the theophany. Amen. 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 when you know that there's a word image that is in you in a seed form.
Amen.
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 And that word image had to be in a word body.
Amen.
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 But because you bypassed the word image, you couldn't go into the word body.
Amen.
So the word body had to wait until you get quickly and come to the word image.
Amen.
When you come to the word image, then you can get ready for your word body.
Amen.
Oh my. And when you realize something you have been quickened and growing, adding cell upon cell, just like a mother who is pregnant, a baby is being formed on the inside. Amen. Adding cell upon cell. See, she has an egg, they find a sperm, and that sperm finds that for that egg, crawling it.
Amen.
Amen. And inside there is laying everything to produce a body.
Amen.
It's been adding cell upon cell until the body is formed. But that body has been formed will have to leave the mother's womb at an appointed time.
Amen.
Because the great designer designed it that way. When it doesn't grow, it will burst out of her back to show the life on the inside is coming out.
Amen.
Amen. What is coming out for? Because there's a spirit high in the air to enter into it. What was this revival? Was a water bath bursting. Why? There's a spirit that does hanging around our people to enter into them. It is fullness to cap off the pyramids of the life. What was all the years of outcries in the message? What was all the years of persecution? What was all the years when you sigh and you cry and you get oppressed and you fall and you rise and you fall and you press? Today you're understanding because the Holy Spirit has risen on the sea. Amen. They that sow in tears are reaping in joy. When it comes in the morning, how you will know. Amen. A revelation will break forth. Amen. A new day. Hallelujah. A new day has broken forth for many. Many still asleep. Amen. But the Holy Spirit is going to wake them up. Amen. His seven tongues will wake up the bride.
Amen.
And I'll wake those that sleepeth. Amen. Men who didn't want to know what's going on. Bible says, like, when a man is in a nightmare, neither asleep nor awake, he's so like a man. Here he is, you know, who doubts that Christ can't go into the presence of God.
Amen.
Because he's not. Covered by the blood, and he can't come back to earth because his time is up.
Amen.
Amen. So he's trapped in the fifth dimension.
Amen.
And there's a horrible time.
Amen.
Amen. And many like that, they see they know they come out of the organization.
Amen.
Amen. See, and they intend to go back there, and they know God called them to perfection, and they can't, and they don't seem to get there.
Amen.
Amen. They inside of there, they try to serve God, live a moral life. Move around with a Bible in their hand, testify about Jesus, but you know nothing real going on.
Amen.
Amen. But then when God really wake them up, amen. They begin to walk with steps of assurance. They know where they come from and they know where they're going. There's a guide guiding them on the road. Amen. And there's a trouble why the people can't get the faith today. They can't seem to get a hold of the faith. When the message comes, they bring the faith. Oh, they desire my heart. To see the faith that will take the world and challenge the devil with it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, man who would not be ashamed but a step out and put the life on the line and see God back of his word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
God is your healer. God is your deliverer. God is your savior. God is your work of miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the seventh tell us, turn your heart back to the original apostolic faith. And apostolic faith wrote a book of Acts. When the church comes to know who she is, there will be a continuation of that book of Acts. Amen. That is what the Holy Spirit is doing at this program. Amen. That is what he has on his agenda. Amen. When he comes into the world, You look at the patients who are in a coma. You look at them who are coming back to consciousness. Amen. You look at them who amnesia leaving them. He's checking up upon them. You want to make sure they know us, tell them. Amen. See, because they're always here. Amen. See, so I want to speak it because Sandra's trying to show you that, you know, on that message, the Eagles Revelation, just presented the memorial there Sunday on the fourth seal, because Sunday was the 22nd, I believe it was, when the fourth seal was opened. Amen. And then, you know, preaching that message, they're showing you the Eagles Revelation, where the carcasses, there the eagles be gathered. Amen. But the seven talents gathered the bride. Amen. Amen. But she had to find where the seven talents were written. Amen. God told her what it is and what it does. Amen. But he didn't tell us where it is written. He left it as a revelation. He told us there, but that remained, that is part for us to find. Amen. We're not going to find out what it is and what it does. Amen. We have to find where it's written. Amen. 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 See, so I hope you got that there Sunday. Amen. Just to show there is something going on. Why many people can't get into the harmony? Why many people can't get into the channel? Because the revelation is really a channel of inspiration. Open up to you. That's what the revelation was. It was a key opening a door. And you were supposed to enter into that door where you would be anointed with something. It would change, it would transform you from an ugly caterpillar into a beautiful butterfly. It's a revelation. Like how it took a prophet, a man who couldn't pray, a man who had a compromising spirit, a man who had a wishy-washy. Yes, the prophet I'm talking about. Couldn't face a woman. Couldn't talk to his mother-in-law. Amen. You can imagine, you're supposed to be Elijah. You're supposed to condemn all them Jezebels. Amen. You're supposed to hit out against all them Herodias. And you can't talk to a woman who is a Christian. Amen. With a hard spirit. Amen. What kind of legalist Christian, see? He can talk to them. Mothers of Jezebel. Amen. So God says, hey, I can send you also to my people. I'll fix that first. Amen. Amen. See? Didn't even know how to pray. He said, I can't pray, but write. So he write God a letter. And he said, I know God is in nature, and he tacked it up on a tree. He said, God pass here, God will read it. Amen. So some of you are so bad after all. I know why you keep looking at yourself like you're nothing. Amen. You watch and see. Some of you are never that far back. He had a temper like a boss saw. God said, I can't get a man to temple at all yet. Because somebody just give him a little fatigue. See? Make him shimmy in front of the little school girl. He run him in the, run him load of the rifle, hide in the bushes that was waiting. Yes. To shoot them in cold blood. Yes. That is premeditated murder. Yes. That is what I call first degree murder. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. And he was hiding there and shoot them in cold blood. And when they pass, he jumped on which one you want to die first. Yes. See? When God watched that, God said, that's real out of shape. How you put a temple in a man's hand like that? Anybody step on his toe, you might speak him out of existence. Yeah. He did a temple, he had a gun, so he went to shoot them out of the place. Yeah. Going to a little trial. See? So they had to get frustrated. Want to go and commit suicide. Yeah. Amen. Trying to say, oh, Father, which hasn't fallen behind him and pull the trigger. That don't work. Amen. When you get his call, you want to come out of the race? God will see you. You ain't come out no race. Amen. I bring it to a place where you realize you can't do nothing for yourself. I bring it to a place where it's me I need. Amen. Say, so fail. Look like you ain't going good. Talk like you're only failing. But he was ordained to fail for a season continuously. Failure after failure after failure. You know why? God put a desire for success. And anytime you're failing, and you're going to have a success, and you're failing, you're going to antagonize. You're going to get vexed. Amen. Because you ain't make up to take defeat. It's victory you have to get. Hallelujah. You think God knows what he's doing? God knows what he's doing with every one of you here tonight. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. With every one of you tonight, God knows what he's doing. Amen. And God said, all right, had him into the place that he wanted him now. Then God started. See? And the trials, what looked like was so rugged. Look what God turned out in the end. Gold tried me fire. Seven times. Without any iron pyrite. God, that was reflecting God. Because he was beaten out of the place. He was beaten completely out of the picture. But if you think you're a star boy, you don't want to be in the picture. But not in God's picture. Amen. After God beat him out of the picture, then watch God mold and shape into something. And the same man with a temper like a buzz saw, who was going to shoot things like cold blood, he watched two boys, amen, who was laughing and ridiculing while he stood up there testifying about the power of God. Amen. And a mother who was praying, who had been leaving for them miserable children, who maybe get changed in nerves many a time. Amen. Amen. And here, sovereign grace stepped on the scene. Amen. He said, give her what you want. Amen. And he was able to give life. The one who wanted to take life, say, I give them to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The one who couldn't pray, stand and watch a blizzard, and then go back where you come from. Amen. And the enemy had to obey. The one who afraid to come on a little Pentecostal platform, chicken licking. Amen. And afraid to go up there with all the little game cocks in that platform. Stand up afterwards and indict this generation for crucifying Jesus Christ. Amen. What it was what God had in his mind. So sometimes what looked cruel when you don't have the revelation, say, oh God, I'm feeling sorry. What are going through? Look what God had in his mind. Look what God used them tribes to turn out. Look what God brought afterwards. That it was to be an example for all of us. Regardless of what walk of life we're coming from, it was to be an example for all of us. Amen. And hereby the grace of God, as you recognize that, to realize you tonight, in what God has in service, God's program, he has come to reveal, quickening the people to recognize what is happening. Amen. So notice, Sunday I showed you that those seven thunders, what it is, the revelations contain the same. That's what the prophet says. Any other definition is the wrong definition. That is God's definition. Amen. And stay with God's definition. Proceed it out of the mouth of the prophet. Then he says what it is for. Amen. He said, literally turn the heart of the children back. Amen. And then is here the mystery come now. He said, after a while, you will find what the revelation contains, seven seals. That will turn the hearts back. You will find where those things are written. Amen. That is the part you have to find. I tell you what it is, what it does, but you find where it's written. Amen. Amen. So Sunday, I put that there for a purpose. And here tonight, I want to show you that why the trumpets was preached supernaturally, because there's something going on the earth here. Because what I want you to see, I want you to get a revelation, and I want Jesus Christ to give you the revelation. Amen. because Jesus is the one who holds the great secret of what is going on. No man knows what is going on. Because when that end of time still start, it is a total secret. I'll read that for a little while. When that seven angels appear and that blast take place, what goes on from there until the bride leaves the earth is a total secret. Many will hear with a sense they are hearing in the physical body, but will not understand because they have no gene. Amen. See? So here he was among the Pentecostals, and he was doing something there, and the Pentecostals never recognized what was going on. And he tried to show them it was God's promise being manifested. And this is what the Holy Spirit is trying to get to many people. To show what is happening here. It's not just another service. It's not just we're here going nice. Amen. It is God interpreting his word by bringing the past. That's what we're on. What we're on here is not just preaching a sermon, a message. That's why when they come in, you feel something here even before you reach. You start to sing, and some of you feel in the building. You know, you feel the building that being that is here. Amen. And that one who is here, he is giving you the revelation. He's whispering something in your ear. You might sit in your seat and hear something in your ear speaking. And you look, it's not the person next to you. Amen. But it's another person next to you. Not the next in a chair right there, but a person next to you right there. He's whispering something in your ear. Amen. He's revealing to you that though the prophet is gone, he is here. Amen. And when you get that revelation that Jesus is actually here, I'm not talking about no breeze. The Holy Ghost, I tell you, not a breeze. Nothing like a breeze. The Holy Spirit is the angel of the Lord. That you are being. You say, well, how you can be here? If he's here, you think he can be somewhere else? You see, you have to go to some place to do something. He shows that. He said, the man said, I'm not worthy to come to my roof. Just stay where you are and speak the word. Amen. Amen. And then he can come on the roof like Jairus too. Amen. 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 So he comes, or he can stay where he can speak the word. Because he's telling the spirit of thought. Amen. Before you can even think, he already done what he had to do and come back. Amen. Amen. And he just keep all his appointments. Hallelujah. And don't think that he don't love his people. You see, you can't find that kind of love. If you tell somebody tonight, look, tonight is Thursday night, and there's many places having service tonight. And I have an invitation to a wedding. I want to run to every fellowship and give it to them. See? And that person starts to run from church to church. I have to run all along Cedrus, all Poco. Amen. Mike, be real hard for him. Amen. You see, well, I can't imagine a man got so much of love to bear a hard thing like that. To run all over the place just to give a little invitation. See? Now, if you try to compare God like that, you end up in the wrong thing. Because he will do that. He will stay here and Madam Saints, quite in China. I will only take my thought to reach in China and come back. He is moving along the earth, fixing things for the coming of the Lord. He is fixing himself. Amen. So, notice the Bible being quickened here. I'll take the scripture in a strange way tonight. First Thessalonians 4, verse 13 to 18. Because that is speaking about the rapture. It's speaking where the rapture is going to come, and that had to be interpreted so the revelation can be made plain to us. You see, it's not just in the Bible, just so we'll just be mystified. Where's your shout? Where's your voice? Where's your trump and these things? But that was written there to be interpreted when the seventh angel come. No man will attempt to interpret that. Every man that believe the scripture and speak it and say it will happen. But no man dare interpret that until you get a direct revelation from God. Until the Lord himself descends and give for that shout. Then we'll know what is really going on. Amen. Then I pick up also another scripture here. First Corinthians 15, when he's speaking about the physical body being changed. Amen. Because we know that that is part of the revelation, the rapture, that your body will be changed. Amen. First, the revelation come forth, and then we see what God wants done. We see what God's program is, and then we can get into the channel where we can look with expectation for the fulfillment of his prophesied promise. Amen. And then, when we are looking for his prophesied promise, that's why he says, I can almost hear the trumpet sounding. See the dead in Christ rising. Amen. See, because why? It's just around the corner, up a slight incline. Amen. See, the fullness of his glory will be revealed. Amen. I believe we turn that corner even now tonight. Amen. See, just along a slight incline. And here we see it spark off. Strike the octane in the gas and prove it's not water in a gasoline pan. Amen. Amen. He said, many people say there's gas. And if a man says gas is all right, but it could be water in a gasoline pan too. Amen. The only way to know, take a match and strike it. We'll find the gas and water. And if you are, amen. But I ain't ashamed of what I preach. I'll get exposed someday if I'm wrong. Best I get exposed. No, if I'm wrong, so I can get ready for the resurrection still. Amen. So that's where my faith operating. Because I want to strike it and prove it's here. I don't want the squeeze come. I want to find out there now how we operate this spoken word. I don't say, look, we have a whole night prayer meeting and ask God. That ain't no time to cry. That ain't no time to ask God nothing. We are finding those things here. Amen. About 20 years already run out. Since that blast took place and those seven angels appeared and that total secret, the end of time seal, is going forth. May you know what it is. Let me just read it here. Pay to the 27th seal. He says, I know a certain guy standing on the platform tonight. He had revealed the first six seals, explained it to the people. White horse mean this, red horse mean that, black horse mean that, pale horse mean that. He was explaining. He wasn't preaching nothing supernaturally. He was explaining. Amen. Amen. Now there is something about preaching supernaturally and there's something about explaining. God told the prophet, he said, you preach those seven trumpets supernaturally. Amen. Now, what is to preach something supernaturally? Amen. Amen. If you preach, you have to say something. Amen. Amen. But the way he said it, I believe, it was kind of said and not yet said. Amen. As I always say, it's kind of like if you're going to Port of Spain. And you tell somebody, you know, I was walking across Independence Square and I happened to notice a madman stand up on Cipriani's statue. See? And he's pelting rocks on Salvatore building. Now you ain't say you're going in Port of Spain, you know. Amen. But yet you're saying you're in Port of Spain. Amen. Only Port of Spain has Cipriani statue on Salvatore building in Independence Square. Amen. You know what I'm saying? But yet you never said you're in Port of Spain. Amen. So go to our way to say things and yet they say it. Amen. Like one place said, he said his seventh seal has not been revealed. The total secret. And then he come and he explained the seventh trumpet. He said, no, the seventh trumpet to the Jews is the seventh seal to the bride. Amen. It's the same thing. Amen. And then he said, no, the seventh seal is not revealed. He said, remember I didn't explain that one. You see? But he explained the seventh trumpet. He said, that is the seventh seal to the Jews. Because the seventh trumpet to the Jews is the seventh seal to the Bible. He said the same thing. So all of them know the seventh trumpet and you'll see what the seventh seal is. But he didn't know what the seventh seal was. You see? And we find out that Jesus always speak that way. Because only those who was interested. He said, come on and say, Lord, what you were saying? Amen. We heard talk something about the soil for the sow and rocks and thorns and we are always saying and tears and wheat and things. You see what I'm saying? He said the rocks mean this, the seed mean that, the son of man is the sower, the tears is the children of the devil. This is what they all. No, he can come out easily and say, "I the son of." Oh, you don't show anything there? The Lucifer, who fell from heaven? Amen. They can talk that. Amen. But he didn't choose to say it so. Because that was a revelation he wanted the elect to get. Amen. And yet he didn't want others to know that. Amen. So speaking a certain way. Amen. So here's the prophet speaking the same way. He said, now, the church today, we have a lot of mechanics trying to get a church in rapturing condition. I just want to tell a little story. One time, it had this mechanic who was fixing his car and couldn't get it started. He said, talk so. He all of a sudden, a man walk in. Nice, fine, dressed man. And he comes to the mechanic and says, sir, could I give you some help? He said, sure, I can really do some advice. He said, take that and put it here, take it and put it here, take it and put it here. He said, because the man had all the coil out, he had this out, he had that out, you want to pull on the hole in junk and everything. He didn't need all that. See? And then, after he said, go and turn the key now. Wait, turn the key, the car will flower the garage. Amen. See? Then Brother Bram says, he said, so it is the one who have designed the church and knows where to put the church in wrapping condition. That one is here. Yes. There's a man here that can turn the light. Yes. Amen. Yes. Now, see, when they don't really understand, you know what he's saying. You may have a message, they're not turning the light, and you're talking about light and see, and what kind of different thing you're talking, but it's something you're saying right there. Yes. Here's all the people that they haven't prayer meeting, they haven't fast and pray, they haven't crusade, they haven't give out tracts, they haven't all kind of different program, and they only have a bunch of dead people. Amen. See, where they supposed to have a super church in the last days? Amen. And they don't want to get to work. They try to send people to Bible school, try to let them take an IQ test, let them try different things. Yes. But here he was himself, God had come on the scene, the angel of the Lord had dropped down from heaven. He had the open book. He came with the mystery of God, fully revealed, to give to the church to get in the rapturing condition. He came with the seven thunders, where it takes to give the people faith to be changed. Amen. Amen. And the prophets on the scene give out the revelation, but those Pentecostal ministers won't take no advice. Amen. Is that what he was talking about? He went down, so after they preached, somebody said, I can't understand why he put that motor car part for. Minister, I'm going to go and be in the pulpit and make joke now. You see? They don't understand what he's saying, but he's talking a mystery right there. Because the secret must be preached. But then it must also be in our way that the devil can't get it. And I want to show you that we have been given a message, six parts of it fully explained, and one part supernaturally. Preach supernaturally. And we didn't have to wait for no revelation at that part. The first six parts, we had to wait for no revelation because it explained. Are they explaining no revelation again? Amen. He said, the bride will be waiting for the revelation of the rapture. Amen. That is the part of the message she waited for the revelation of. Amen. Because he himself, who has to take them in the rapture, would come to give that revelation to the individual. Amen. Amen. Himself going to come to the individual. Amen. To give them that revelation of the rapture. So if you need a message all these years, and you're reading and you're enjoying the message, then you're going to eventually read until you come to a place one day where you'd see it take God himself now to come and give a revelation there. To throw light on those things so that you could begin to enter into a perfect faith. To see the word of God promises or begin to be manifested in your life. You can enter into a channel where your faith is so inspired, where you'll know how to operate the word of God in your life. Amen. God will bring you to a place where he'll lead your soul. You'll be like a super person in you. Yes. That doesn't mean you walk on a big cape and play super duper. Not that. Yes. You'll be so humble and so normal and so simple. Only when the inspiration will strike you, and when you speak by a revelation of faith, supernatural things will happen. And you'll be so trained, you won't go along, going along with the Lord's fanaticism. You'll be waiting until you get orders to speak. Because you'll be a prisoner to the word. You wouldn't be able to do nothing without him doing it in you. Amen. So after he explained the six seals, the devil's down there and waiting for the revelation. He sent one. You think the devil got smart, God? He never feel good in that service. You will hear what God's saying. See? So Satan listened to the first one. When Satan had the prophet almost going out to see the White House rider, bam, the Holy Spirit, who guarded that prophet mouth, who sealed up that prophet heart, duck in the air and says, not the Antichrist. That's not the Holy Ghost. That's the Antichrist. My, when he spoke that, for 2,000 years, the devil had people believing. You see, that's the Holy Ghost. And he happened to infiltrate every little group 3 years after he's already all he needed to make them into an organization. Amen. And grow of their power. Amen. And here the message was coming forth now. He was trying to just misdirect the thing. But God is watching, because now is the time God is going to pull the seal back and expose the evil ways. Now is the time for the unveiling. God is going to show the cunning craftiness with which he walked through them 7 ages. God is going to expose, because why? He was about to bring in the mark of the beast. He's about to shut off God's children from going to rapture. So God knows the only thing, amen, to catch him, like you see the revelation of the word. So God has given out the revelation there to expose who that was, so they can escape the mark of the beast and get ready for the rapture. They can you see the devil trap. He was building an ecclesiastical kingdom here all these years, and in this age, he's getting ready to be enthroned as God. Amen. Where he'll sit in the throne and have people bow down and worship him. And that's what he wanted in heaven. See? But Michael was up there. And Michael don't allow that kind of business. Michael don't stand for foolishness. Amen. You see, Michael always heard them worship, you know. And when he times Satan dropped down, when he thought that his plan was going unnoticed, Michael was watching him all the time. See? Michael was on his heels all the time, just waiting for the last age. As you're about to enter in, here God now is going to raise up a little group, a little humble bunch of people to shake down this place, turn this world upside down, write another book of Acts, expose all this folly. And he was going to start with the prophet and end up with the bride. Amen. So the doomed devil's on the run tonight, because the revelation is out. Amen. So the devil realized when the plan escaped there, all under them first four seals, God revealed the mystery of iniquity. All of the devil had planned was now exposed. He might try to make people feel about running a false prophet and different things to kill the fact. He says, oh, yeah, he healed Billy God, that kind of man. See, which school he went to, where his certificate come from, you see? Try to make it sound foolish. But God and the people would believe it. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. See, everybody, millions say you rather believe that is the Holy Ghost. Yeah. That is not the devil. But we said that is the devil. Yeah. Amen. And we went out of organization. They can no longer hold us. That's why we're here tonight. You see? So when it comes to seven seals, well, if he know my secret, best I try to know his secret. Because his secret is when he's going to come for his bride. And when his seven seals are about to be pulled back now for the Lamb to reveal his secret, he was revealing the devil's secret all the time. Amen. You see? If you just leave us with the devil's secret reveal, then we know a lot about the devil, but we won't know what the Lamb have in store. So the Lamb secret under the seventh seal. Amen. And see, he showed the whole world the devil's secret.
God stripped the devil naked before the whole world. Amen. Amen. And you see, the kind of pride the devil have is people who claim that revelation, he like the blind. You see, any man a fighter, and you beat up a set of little people who can't fight. Everybody call that bully. See, you can't get a repetition for that. When you fight, people can fight, and you beat them, then you can beat your chest. You see, you can walk out with a reputation. You see? But Satan now, after God stripped him naked in front of the whole world, reveal all them secrets and share every movie made. Yeah. Then now he gets so vexed, he wants to know God's secret. Yeah. He says, if you get mine, I'll soon and get his own. Yeah. See? Where are you going to come? See, because Jesus said, he said, no man, even though he's on the earth. Yeah. And that same simply knows he's coming, Lord. He's going to come like a thief in the night. Yeah. He said like a Romeo. Going to come to get Juliet. Amen. Amen. Take her in the night. Nobody will know. In the morning, girl, she's gone. Amen. So, brother, I'm here. Come now. Here's your mouthpiece. Where God's going, the lamb, you're going to give the secret, the lamb mouthpiece. And on the seventh seal, Peter the tree said, no, as soon as it's time to platform tonight, I had the revelation that revealed. It's in a threefold manner. Oh, man. It's coming out now. You see, he's talking out now. And the devil crouched up there. Hey, let me try to get it here now. See, have some big tape recorder, tape it and go and study it back afterwards too. Yeah. Hallelujah! Oh! And the prophet can say, he said, now I will speak to you by God, help a fool of it. Now remember, all are heaven. Not even the angels know the thing, you know. Yeah. And here, God revealed a one man! One trusted man to show the Son of God in the pulpit in his rightful place. And it has more authority with God than all the angels in heaven. Hallelujah! Glory to God. He stood here. He said, certain as I stand here. And everybody watching him standing there. He said, there's a house beside here. Certain as I know I hear. A certain say that this revelation under that seal, it is revealed in a threefold manner. He said, I'll speak to you by God, and I'll follow it. And he said, let's go over there first. He said, here's the revelation in the beginning. I want to tell you what it is. What happens is that those seven thunders, that you see God give a lot of labels. He called it seven thunders. See, seven stars really meant seven men, messengers. See, seven candles really meant seven church ages. Now, God can say to begin with. Amen. We're talking a funny way, see? So, he says, seven thunders, that means something too. Seven mysteries sealed up under the seven seals, see? Amen. 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 So, when God talking out, then the prophet going to come and tell us what the seven thunders are. We say, oh, that's what the seven thunders is. And then now we'll know what unfolds. What holds the mystery of the coming Lord? See, he's talking about a secret. He said, I'll tell you a fool of it. And he says, what happens is that those seven thunders that he heard thunder and was forbidden to write, he said, that's what the mystery is laying behind. Those seven consecutive thunders rolling out. He said, now why? Let's prove it. Why? It is a secret that no one knows about. John has forbidden to write about it. Even a symbol about it. Why? This is why there was no activity in heaven. It might give away the secret. See? He said, do you see now? If it is so great, it must be included because it got to happen. Page 34. He said, no, if Satan should get a hold of it, he might do great damage. Amen. Amen. He's talking here, you know, give God, speak out. And Satan was right there in the service, you know. Because when the news went back to hell, amen, that what Satan hide from great men like Luther and Wesley and all the men, from even John who saw the very vision, didn't even know what it meant. Amen. And somebody said, Satan, the secret is out, Lucifer. We are doomed. What are we going to do now? Amen. He said, that man who tried to black, who tried to bribe with money, woman, popularity, that man, that supernatural ball handle, silver blade, gold guard sword.
touch on his hand. Amen. He said, that man, we almost had him to the place where he was going to say that his Cupid was shooting arrows of love. We almost had him to a place he's going to say. He said, but something happened. The man turned him nuts. Amen. So until here, he said, let me come on myself. They're a job for the expert himself. So he come along the senior one. He sit on there and he listen to everything. All the great big demons of hell. He had them all over the service. Yes. Amen. And the secret is going on. And the prophets are there inspired. Mike couldn't even think his own thoughts. Yes. One place he said, he's never led and directed. Amen. See? On Feast of the Trumpets, he says, never led and directed. I was so inspired when I spoke them seven seals. He said, I'm going to walk in the realms, spiritual realms, like I did in the opening of them truth there. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. See, because why? It was God that taken over completely his mind, his vocal cords, everything. Yeah. The Lamb himself was giving out the mystery. Yeah. And when he came in, seven seals, he's going to give out the secret of the Lamb coming out. He said, if Satan should get a hold of it, he might do great damage. What? Get a hold of what? The revelation that unfolded to him in a threefold manner. Amen. Amen. Listen carefully. He said, there is one thing he don't know. He doesn't know the first 6 seals because I explained it. I had to explain it. You see? But this one, I don't have to explain this one. Amen. God already gave me a way to say it. He gave me words that the Holy Ghost teach it. Not the word of man wisdom teach it. Words that the Holy Ghost teach it. Amen. It will take the spiritual mind to catch that revelation. Amen. It will take the one who have a sixth sense, a crystal for the strike to get it. Amen. No theologian will be able to work it out. Amen. Is any man claim he have those seven thunders? They better compare it to all the world. Oh my! He said, there's one thing you don't know. Maybe he can do good damage. He said, no, he can interpret anything he want to and the person that kind of gift. He said, I hope you're learning, but he can't know this. It's not even written in the word. It's a total secret. Yeah. The angels, everything shut up. If they made one move, it might give away something. So they just shut up, could happen, everything stopped. Jesus never spoke of it. John couldn't write it. Angels knew nothing about it. Jesus never spoke of it. John couldn't write it. Angels knew nothing of it. What is it? It's the thing that Jesus said even the angels of heaven didn't know. Nothing about it. See? He didn't know it himself. He said only God would know it. But he told us when we begin to see these things coming up. He said, now are we getting somewhere? Give a little parable, see? Notice we begin to see these signs coming up. If Satan could get a hold of it. Amen. So he says, remember Satan will try to impersonate. He'll try to impersonate everything the church will do. He tried to do it. We've noticed it through the Antichrist. But it's one thing he can't impersonate. There'll be no mimics to this. See? Because he don't know it. There's no way for him to know it. It's the third pole. He just knows nothing about it. See? He doesn't understand. But there's a secret lace beneath that. Glory to God in the highest. I could never think the same the rest of my life. Amen. He says, no, I don't know. I know the next step there, but I don't know how to interpret that. It won't be long. I've got it wrote down here when it happened. If you can see it, stop. Go no further. God, my place. You talk out so much. And you didn't mark long. Stop on your notes. So while you're preaching there, when you finish that, then you come and stop. Stop right there. I'll give you the rest. During 63 to 65. You guys know what I'm saying? Amen. And they're going to read the seventh seal over and over and over. And they're going to stop right there and get the mind blown. But when I come and reveal the quickening power, when I come and reveal is the rising of the sun, this is the seal. When I come and reveal the invisible union to the bride, when I come to be my soul that in prison now, when I come and preach these things, amen, I'll be giving out the secret. And they won't know what's going on. When I come to be there's a man here that can turn the light. When I ask them, who do you say this is? I'll have them all confused, but you will know what's going on.
Amen. So stop right there. Tell them if the devil gets, he can do great damage. Now I want to do something. I want to do something there. So he says here, on that is March the 24th, 1963. Amen. And he says, he saw that revelation full in a threefold manner. It was the coming of the Lord. But Satan was waiting to get it. So he had to shake the devil off first. He had to carry for a little run and drop him off. Amen. Amen. Then put it out there. Now what's something here? Then he comes on the rapture now. A couple of years after. On the rapture. Page 40 says, to the church, the bride, the rapture is a revelation. Now on this message, he called it rapture. He said, now that's a code word again. See? He said, not written in the Bible. You didn't find the word rapture written in the Bible. But it is what the word we use for the coming of Jesus Christ. The catching away the church. It's a word we all use. I remember that previous message that I told you the last time. He took Psalm 27 and he said, some of you may be different with the avenues that I take. You see? How he preached the word now. How are you going to preach the rapture and go in Psalm 27? You see? And the dove was leading the eagle. Amen. You know what he's doing? Because in Psalm 27, he said, hide me in the secret of thy tabernacle. Hide me in the pavilion, your tent. Amen. Amen. See? So he said that the bride wrapped the revelation to her. It's revealed to her that the revelation of the true bride of Christ will be waiting for the revelation of the rapture. Now get this. It unfolded in a threefold revelation. 1963. But he didn't give it out. He said his secret is laying behind those seven thunders here. Amen. And then he comes and he tells us, he said, now the bride will be waiting for that revelation of the rapture. Amen. I can't give it to them right now, but I can't explain it. But I had to be speaking to them, but you'll find where it's written after a while. You'll find where these things are written after a while. It has been done in a way that you will know it and the devil will know it. The only one who knows it is me and God. Amen. But then when I go, he will still be here. Amen. So you know, I go on it. Do you want to know it? It's still here too. Amen. Do you want to give them in the first place? It's still here. Amen. And fear, little sister, don't get dark and gloomy. Amen. He will come to you. Amen. 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 He ordained time for the light to strike you if you are a seed. Yeah. And when he strike the life in you, it will quicken your mind to see something. Amen. You might be able to explain it because you see with your heart. Yeah. Amen. You'll be seeing with natural eyes. You'll be seeing with your heart. Yeah. So in mind, come to the wisdom of trying to explain it from you. Something already take a hold in your heart. They can't stop it. Life is moving on inside of you. Now, when you listen, we're not going to guess on this tonight. You know. We're going to let this in close and real firm in the word so your faith can be what the prophet say. Amen. What is preaching something supernatural that you are talking about? Why do seven trumpets preach supernaturally? Why did God explain six seals and then couldn't explain the seven one? And I will show you the seven seals was preached supernaturally. See? Amen. Notice. To the church, the bride, the rapture is a revelation. To her, it's revealed to her that the revelation, the true bride of Christ, will be waiting for the revelation of the rapture. He had it, but the bride is waiting for it. Amen. Now it's a revelation for her. The revelation is faith. You can't have a revelation without being faith. So here you come, page 17, the rapture. Now he says, now the rapture is only. This rapture we are talking about is only for the bride. Amen. Remember, the Bible said the rest of the dead live not for 1,000 years. He's speaking about the dead in Christ shall rise, the resurrection here. But the rest of the dead live for 1,000 years. He said this great rapture. If there's not a rapture, friends, where are we at? What are we going to do? What age are we living in? What promise do we have? There's going to be a rapture, the Bible says there will be. And be only for the elected lady. The bride in this day that's pulled out of the church. The very word church, he says, means called out of. And as Moses called a nation out of a nation, the Holy Spirit is called a bride out of a church. A church out of a church. Members from every denomination making up the bride tree. Amen. It's your bride coming. That's the one, the bride tree, the bride rider is the one that's going to be in the rapture. That alone, nothing but the bride. And that is the elected one, foreknown by God from the very beginning, the Father's spiritual gene. Now follow the trend with me here. And listen close. Now he had the revelation. As certainly he stand there, it's unfolding in a truthful manner. He knows what his secrets lay behind with them seven thunders. He told us where it was, that the revelation contained seven seals. Amen. We know the first secret explain the seven ones preached supernaturally. What is preaching supernaturally now? That we're trying to bring out here for you. To know that the revelation is there. How are we going to know the Messiah on the earth? Amen. Somebody had to find it to show the Lord the Son of Heaven. Yeah. Somebody had to show us. And when they show us, we will see the Messiah. Yeah. And if we are elected to see the Messiah, will come to us. Because we have to go in the rapture. We who are dead in certain traps. Even though we're dead, he will quicken us and raise us up in heavenly places. Amen. Because the rapture is for the bride. Then, if you are a son and daughter of God, there is not the holy back from being the first resurrection. Amen. So here he says, no. When it comes to the rapture now, he said the revelation will be for the bride, but the bride now, he says the Father's spiritual gene. I said, explain about the gene. I won't go into reading all that. But how you are a gene in the Father. Amen. You are a seed inside the Father before he was manifested. So he said, if you have eternal life, amen, you were in God before there was a world. Page 18, you see? He knew the very age you were coming. He predestined you to that age. Amen. To take that place. No one else can take it. God put you to be here. Amen. To fulfill the scripture said, we shall all sleep, but we shall all be changed. God put you here to be this age. He didn't put Paul. He didn't put Matthew Columbus. He didn't put a prophet. He put you shall not sleep. Amen. And then he comes, he says, now, he said, like my little story about the eagle finding his mother. Amen. How he said? He said a little story how the eagle finding his mother. Amen. I said, I explained about the eagle in the barnyard. Amen. Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Page 58, I believe it is. Yeah, page 58. Christ, the mystery of God revealed. But what I'm saying here, he said, God's great secret has already been blinded, the wisdom of the world. They can't get it. They just don't understand it. Satan don't understand it. Now, isn't that what he's saying? He's saying that in person because he don't know it. I'm going to speak it in such a way, nothing the devil will be able to figure it out. Amen. It will only be the Father's spiritual gene. Amen. It will be only the ones who already have eternal life. Amen. Now we're coming away from, you understand why I read Ephesians 2? I read 1 Thessalonians 4, that is the shout, the voice, and the trump, what have to be revealed to tell us how the Lord is going to come. But Ephesians 2 is you hath he quickened who were dead in sin and trespasses and raised up in heavenly places. Amen. That no, that the only one to be quickened is the one who has something to quicken. Amen. The rest who can be quickened, not what happened to them. And that's why I put that in there before 1 Corinthians 15. Because 1 Corinthians 15 is the change of your body. But you hath he quickened, that quicken is the gene. So he quickens your gene before he changes your body. Amen. 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 So we're coming away now from the shout, the voice, and the trump, and we're coming over to the people who are rarely receiving that revelation because they have a real experience of being quickened and caught up into the mystery of the seventh seal and recognize the fall of the word being interpreted in their life. Amen. 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 Now, Christ, the mystery of God revealed, he's telling us now here on the seventh seal, the 24th of March, 1963. He was telling us that is God's great secret, a total secret. The devil will not get it. On the rapture, he said that revelation that revealed a threefold manner will come to the bride, the Father's spiritual gene. Christ, the mystery of God revealed, he said that great secret. They can get it. They just don't understand. Satan don't understand it. None of the rest of them understand it. But just those who are predestinated the Father's spiritual gene. How God and Christ are one. The children will make him three every time. They certainly will. Amen. Look what was once God's great secret, great mysterious secret in his mind. is now put in the heart of the believer.
Amen.
What was once God's great secret is put in your heart.
Amen.
He's preaching a revelation into your heart.
Amen.
Even though you can't hold it right there, some of you right now, but believing is going to your heart.
Amen.
And laying there, and as you stay in the atmosphere, as it bed down and tell them in your heart, it'll become plain to you.
Yeah.
Now when you pick up the very same book as I read, you say, but I read that book before I never see it. So look what the prophet is talking about now. Because why? He's focusing your mind to catch what is inside of here now.
Yeah.
And then you go and read to somebody who's mind is out of focus and show it to them, and they still see something different to what you're showing them.
Yeah.
Then you try to show them and they get in an argument. And God is showing you, it's not for them, it's for you.
Yeah.
Then you see, it's by grace you get the revelation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Because in your heart, you believe some of them are better people than you.
Yeah.
In your heart, you know you can't pray like some of them.
Yeah.
You know you have the message of love than them.
Yeah.
You have zeal like them.
Yeah.
But yet God gives it to you. Because by grace, you are saved to the revelation of the rapture coming unto you. You're escaping the corruption as well. You're escaping all these things. Because why? While people looking backwards, the Holy Spirit have knocked on your door. And I was thinking the night when my brother Wilson was praying there and talking about the table that is spread and these things. I think I said the supper table is millions of miles long. We sit on my table tonight?
Yeah.
I know everywhere the bride is gathered, they're on the same table.
Yeah.
Well, you got to know what part of the world they are?
Yeah.
And this table is all around the world?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And you as there just eating certain things all the time and all this nice on the table. You see, I go in the States the first time. I went there to have lunch one day in one restaurant, and they had what you call a buffet lunch. $3.49, eat as much as you want. Amen. And there are so many different dishes that are sitting, so if you're going to take a look at everything, your plate is big enough to hold it. Amen. And then we've seen strength, we've never even trained that yet. So you want to be careful, because you don't want to embarrass yourself. You're trying to leave a lot of nice things alone. You see, we're going to be a poor family and just eat a belly full. Not really real food, just eating the full belly, you see?
Yeah.
So we end up there, all these kind of different dishes, all kinds of things. We know what it is, we're living alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after you get to understand it now, you're walking a little more, brave in the line.
Yeah.
You say, pass some of them 7 tons here for me.
Yeah.
Amen, pass some of that for me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Give me a drink of living water.
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Glory to God!
Yeah.
Amen! Give us about the voice of the archangel. Let me hear something here about the 447 seal. Give me a little more of the quickening, the final quickening. Amen. Give us some of the second cycle. Give us some of the unknown language. I've been leaving all these things alone all these years. I'm on the table. Hallelujah. My, that didn't have the nourishment in it. You see, make them your custom eat a lot of things that don't have no real spiritual vitamins. And they have the real spiritual vitamins, you leave it alone. And the lamb is on the table walking, wiping the tears from your eye, because it's dropping your heart and you start getting to taste it. You start living overcoming. You realize your attitude towards your food all these years, the spiritual food. So you're being a weep and cry, you're sorry. You're being that way. And the lamb is wiping the tears. He says, all right, it was for a purpose. I did it that way. I had to blind some, reveal the others, and said to my word. He wiping the tears from your eyes. The lamb walking, amen. All along the wall on that table, millions of miles long. Hallelujah. Amen. You say, but I thought that would be in heaven. We're in heavenly places.
We in heaven. Amen. What is going on here is only reflecting what is on outside. And we are on a table here ready. The bride. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So he says, look, what is one God great mysterious secret in his mind now put in the heart of the believer? That is the body of Christ. He's only put in the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Just can't take it. What is one God great secret in his mind before the foundation of the world is now made manifest? Think of it. He says, oh, I'm sure we don't get it. Well, I can't see the way I ought to, and I'm sure you don't see. He says, but God great mystery, what eternal God had as a mystery, has been unfolded in Jesus Christ, then give him out down to his church. What was once in God's mind is now in the body of Christ. Jesus making love to the church, his bride, whispering secrets to her. Amen. Now get what I'm saying? This revelation has unfolded threefold manner. The devil wanted to get it. He put his ears right up the eavesdrop. Amen. Amen. But that's only to be whispered in the ear of the bride, yeah. Not the floaters. So that, but don't say it. Stop right there. Amen. I'm going to put that in the body of my bride. Amen. The Father's spiritual gene is what I'm going to come to give this revelation that they will know I am here. But if for me he is in, you don't have to get a sense beyond the physical side because you can't see me the optic nerve, another dimension. You don't have to get another sense of contact God. Amen. So he said, Jesus making love to his church, his bride, whispering secrets to her. You know how you tell your wife things. Little girl, you're going to marry, you love her so much. You just tell her the secrets and get her up next to you and love her. I love you and everything. You know how it is. That's what God is doing to the church. He's letting her know the secrets, just the secrets. Isn't that these floaters? His wife? The one with the wedding band? The one in marriage certificate? The one in the invisible union? He's letting know his secrets. Amen. 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 By having the revelation of his secret made known to them by his grace, people, I know it. I hope you don't think it sounds personal to a bunch of people or this, that, but the secret that God is sharing with the whole church, if they would just receive it, see, it doesn't mean just me or just you, it means the church. He's trying to get into. But they won't receive it. He said they can't receive it. He said, how could they? Because Isaiah said they can't see. Having eyes they can't see, having ears they can't hear. Amen. Amen. So you're going to come to who the Father's spiritual gene. Amen. Pay 20 to the eyes of the Son. But I'm giving an illustration here before on page 8. He's saying, talking about, you know, how God in Genesis had the seeds laying beneath the earth before he said, let there be light. And the first light was God's spoken word. Let me watch my time a little bit here. Amen. See, all the time. See, he said, let there be light. And the first light was God's spoken word. Amen. And that created the sun. Amen. See? And then the sun, this physical light here, that we have the sun. And that sunlight was for a purpose because it needed light to strike the seed laying beneath the water. God already had a seed there, but hadn't the light yet. Amen. When the light come across that water, going to strike those seeds. So he's giving a little parable, see? You're always speaking a little parable. So he said, no more could the bodily life live back there at the beginning without the sun to bring it to life. No more than today when the sons of God is upon the earth. It takes the sun, S-O-N, light, to bring them to eternal life. His chosen ones that he knew before the foundation of the world. He had them in himself before the foundation of the world. And on Easter morning then, in this dirt, dear little bodies at that time, for we are the dust of the earth. And in heaven, there was a book of memory. And his attributes was in him. That book of memory, the Lamb book of life. Knowing that because the Son of God rose, It would be raised to life. Every son that was foreordained for this great time, he knew it would be. And what a most glorious sunrise that was then. It was at the beginning. Amen. Yeah, when we receive the message, that seal is broken. When we receive the message, that seal is broken. Because the seal is what got a message bound on the inside. And when the seventh seal opened, had a message bound on the inside, was a message of the coming of the Lord. It unfolded in a threefold manner. He said, now the Easter seal on the sunrise was broken and the secret of life after death was revealed. Amen. At the last trump, we shall put on immortality. If we have to put on immortality at the last trump,
then we have to get a revelation of immortality. Isn't that right? How could we put it on? How shall we be changed? It's not necessarily we change somebody with a magic wand of us. There will be a revelation beginning to bring that change. Those, there will be people before the resurrection take place will know that they are in the resurrection. Because they'll have the earnest of the resurrection in them. They'll have the earnest of the change of body in them. They'll have, amen, the evidence that they are going into heaven inside of them. People say, I cannot go in the rapture until the translation. That is not so. The word don't teach that, no. Amen. From the moment he that believes in me, see, I hear my words, I believe in him that sent me, heart of everlasting life is passed from death unto life, will not come into condemnation. Amen. You and our dead and dead have been quickened, raised up in heavenly places. Then your path doesn't take life, that is eternal life. You have eternal life in your body laying right there. Your physical body is sick, it's corruptible, but there's eternal life. Showing that you always were. How could you have eternal life and begin? It cannot happen. Amen. See, so the seal is going is what got a message born on the inside. And the truth is the seal when it was broken, the seal of life. After it was revealed, before that time, we didn't know the world grew up in darkness. Before that seventh seal revealed, we didn't know nothing at all. We grew up in darkness coming through them church ages. See, he said, but we grew up around a man's suspicion, theories among man's heart, traditions made up. Man worship idols, they worship his son, they worship all kinds of gods. See, all these trade theories, Methodist, Baptist, all kinds of different things. All kinds of people that made claims, but all went in the grave and they stayed in the grave. But the real seal, the real one had been broken, and one who was once live as we live, die as we die, was risen from the dead. What a morning, never one like it in all the history of the world. The secret was made known. He was both the resurrection, the life. Amen. What it was here, listen carefully. The revelation that wrapped into the bride, that tree of mystery going to come. It was preached supernaturally. No man could have read it. Amen. Listen to this. When the prophets were on the earth, revealing the entire mystery of God according to Revelation 10:7, Christ was on the earth. Because for him to get that mystery, Christ had to come down with it from heaven. Amen. The angel was coming out of heaven with a book, coming down with it, because no man could have even worthy to look at the book. No man knew those things. No angel was worthy. Amen. The word was coming to the prophet. Amen. And he stood there, and those were being manifested right there, and it could not be seen by the Pentecostals who were the ones there. You know why? Let me get plain. The elected Pentecostals had already gone. Yeah. And what remained there was shock. Yeah. So Malachi 4 was really preaching to the shock. Yeah. Because the real bride wasn't quick yet. So the true problem, because Malachi 4 was the first one in the bride age. He was the first one to prove he was a wheat. So here was the first wheat speaking to the shock. All the Pentecostal churches. And showing them the Son of Man had been revealed. The Lord himself had descended from heaven. And they couldn't see it. Amen. You know why? They had nothing to quicken. Is there a true sign being overlooked? You didn't recognize the daily message. God be misunderstood. Amen. And the preacher all those messages trying to show them. Didn't know what's going on. Amen. Who do you say this is? They overlooked the thing. They never recognize it. Why? They had no gene to quicken. There's only anointed in the spirit. Amen. They never knew the promise. They never knew the word. Amen. Amen. So when I grew up in church, all their life, never knew it. And he was preaching something that the people he preached to could not understand it, could not contact it, would never know nothing about it. And only he alone knew he was preaching. So you think God will love us? God said, I'll have everything taped and put in book form too. So even after you go, what you said is recorded. You get what I'm saying now? So he laid on the books and tapes as a revelation. only he alone knows the secret, because the people he speak to had no gene. They had no bedding ground for the seed to fall into. But it had elected seed laying there. But it wasn't time to quicken them yet. To that revelation. So the prophet alone had the revelation. God said, don't be afraid. You speak plain. Preach. And preach hard because they can't understand. The mind don't hold you. So the devil can't get it. No tills don't know it. So say it in the open. Let it tape it. And the son of God has no gene to contact it. Oh my! Then the people who is going to get it, they themselves don't have eternal life. In them, they have not yet received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen, brother. And they take the baptism of the Holy Ghost to manifest the eternal life that's in them in a gene form, to quicken them to see. I want to begin to see now, they'll see this already said quite in 65. Almost 20 years after, the secret in the reading of the book. Years after, it has played as daylight in almost every book and tape. What is the difference? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. The inside teacher. Amen! Take this out, quote on the seven church ages. Somebody paid for 140 or somebody here. He says, if they have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the real one, with the gene being quickened, though they hear it every day of their life, every other day, they'll never understand it. When he understood that there are two types of people on the earth, one of a gene to be quickened and bring them in contact with, and one don't have. Then he realized, and then he knew the others were to be quickened. See? But it wasn't time for them to quicken yet. Because they might be young and green still, and they might give it away. Yeah. Amen. So he said, preach it. Say it out. You gotta shout it hard. Nobody around. He said, what are all those people doing here? They had them to receive it. Like if you watch that door and no red shirt. You see? If the secret is to wear a red shirt, and everybody blind, proven to be blind, all the eyes shut out, a man coming out in a red suit, tell nobody will know. You see? In front of all the people, because they have no sense to contact that. It can strike nothing and reveal itself as a red shirt to them. So God can speak the thing because it couldn't strike nothing. You see, the ones where the crystal wasn't working yet. He said it will make a cycle and come back along, and during that time I'll be fixing crystals. Yeah. Amen. Amen! Hallelujah! Yeah. So we're striking people and we're waking up and catching what's going on. Yeah. And when that time comes, all those who have never quickened, all who you thought was quickened, you'll suddenly realize the real truth. Because you'll know who really had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. By the secret be made known. I want to try to tell nice people, nice small people, who you love and you feel for in your heart, you'll realize flesh and blood can't give nobody no revelation. Not even you can give somebody a revelation. Jesus couldn't give nobody no revelation. He said that I, the Father in heaven, reveal it unto you. The Holy Ghost is the divine reveal of the world. So you see where the thing is going on? So you see where you can work yourself up? You see where you can try to do something? But yet, except is that grace you are saved? Or what, the new birth, the revelation of Jesus Christ? To save you, to change you, to bring you the darkness into the marvelous light is a revelation
that the inside teacher must teach you. Somebody that put your soul into a spiritual channel where you could communicate with God. You could talk to God about something that God awakened your consciousness to. People are talking to people about the children. They say, I see a boy do so-and-so last night. You must talk to that child when you come to service. I see so-and-so happen. You see? Because they see it. They were there to get exposed. They witnessed the event. Then there's something going in the spiritual realm that God is quickening people to witness. They are becoming a witness of it. A witness that Jesus Christ is here. A witness that God has come down. Amen. So they can talk to God and say, Lord, I know you are here. I want to see that the Lord knows not for my to the same. He knows that revelation they have going, I reveal that to them. Amen. So notice, those Pentecostals, they preached them and they had nothing to be quickened, so they couldn't recognize when this great secret was taking place. They were taking place right there. But later in the books and the tapes as a revelation, but could not be preached until the angel of the Lord, amen, come along to the true fivefold ministry to identify and preach these divine truths, which is to prepare the bride for the resurrection. Amen. It'll be himself coming up with the prophet will not be there to go to different countries. And man want man to go to countries and all kind of things. And the Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is here. Give you the revelation. Man want man. A man still a man flesh. Because man have no gene and not quickened to recognize the fulfillment of the prophet's prophecy. And man tried to fight and disbelieve what God said, yeah. Amen. But God by fire press has shown himself alive. That is the resurrected presence of the Messiah among the people. Amen. Because what God is doing is beyond the ability of man. But stubborn hearts. Amen. We try to resist the truth, men of corrupt minds. Reprobates concerning the faith. Because they can't believe the movie's on. They can't believe the bread is being gathered. Then where is all this coming from? See. Amen. There are many the testimonies I've heard, but now I see. Amen. Now I understand. It exploded in the heart. But Abraham says, hey, they should have said that years ago. Is that too much of witnesses now could testify to the truth? Amen. See. So notice, yeah, the bride has been quick now. You don't want to get that there. The revelation was out. You see how the threefold mysteries preach? You get it? The secret the devil wanted to get a hold of is preach. But I had nobody to catch it because it was a bit of shock. The elected Pentecostal was then dead and gone. And the rest was laying here was yet to be quickened to the revelation. So the prophet could have preached it. And God knowing he would not be here. So he preached it and God recorded it in the books and the tapes. And he remained back where the prophet went. And he going to come back on after and show us where to find all these things. And then we are going to see how it really took place. But then we try to show others too. It's still the same. Like when the prophet preaches, anybody understand it? Because they have nothing to contact with. It's only the Father, Spirit, or Gene getting the revelation. All right. So we see the original preach, and it was there. And then I want you to see now how the Holy Spirit now is coming to those individuals and quickening them to that revelation which was preached and already laying there. See? That unrecognized presence of God. Balaam said, he says, it's so mighty. If you took an exam, it will pass right through you. He said, there is something coming forth. It will be so mighty. See? Except the and when he said coming forth, there's something coming forth, it's something like it's a future tense. But that's continuous present tense. Amen. It's coming forth, coming forth, coming forth. Amen. And feel the trumpet, he said the token was the revelation on the true baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When he put the token, he said, that's it, that cap off all my messages. Is on that token. He said, that is the one that was supposed to follow the seals because the life must follow the blood. Amen. You had a title deed when the services opened, but you had to get an abstract to clear that deed. Amen. So he said, I'm talking the revelation, the true baptism of the Holy Ghost. All these Pentecostals thought they had it, but they're not under the blood. Amen. They had to go through tribulation. See? So here he comes now. And on the token, he shows, he said, the token, the true baptism of the Holy Ghost, they will not recognize it, will pass right through them. And it did pass right through them, and they never saw it. And today, when it make a second cycle and come along a second time, it's again passing right through the people, and they cannot see it, because for the last 17 years, only the elected seed got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I have been taught for these past years by the inside teacher. Amen. That even when outside teachers are disagreeing with it, the inside teacher in them is pregnant to them. And then they realize the influence of the inside teacher inside them is greater than the influence of the outside teacher. Hallelujah. Amen. So the inside teacher have been teaching them this great mystery, whispering in the hearts, and quickening them to recognize these things. Make a chop here and chop this in half somewhere. Amen. See? Okay, let me take a sound of clues. We pick up Sunday morning. Amen. Tonight, Thursday night, we just throw a few seeds here, mate. Let fall in fertile hearts. Amen. Amen. See, let your looking at this and slip over to the west. Amen. A quick shot, powerful work to swing back. Amen. Bring the testimony of Jesus Christ to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, brother Wilson. Sha. Amen. So let me close off here with this. Amen. Put away all these things here. Amen. Close your eyes, my son. Pick up a Sunday morning. Didn't some of my think I preach in an hour, 1.5, and when I come here, it takes about too long. But we see the revelation, what it was, amen. Which is the scripture. You see, the revelation was the scripture being interpreted, amen. The scripture being made plain. But though the scripture is made plain, if nobody is quickened, it will always remain there as truth, but will never be able to be manifested. Amen. Will never be able to be understood. And that is what happened until God had quickened individuals now, the Father's spiritual gene, to recognize what was already laying on the books and the tapes. Amen? Okay. So then now, we see the next work had to be done was to quicken the ones to that revelation, quicken the mind to that promise. And that's what God has been doing. And he's been reaching back here. You see, during the third, a mighty explosion took place out here. And God began to do all kinds of things. Many tried to follow the eagles, but they have disintegrated. Yeah. Amen. After July, Penn Harris, a lot of people are running and screaming. Yeah. 9 months of people still screaming and shouting, yeah! Yeah. Yeah. Amen! Yeah. But when you look behind a smoke, yeah. Smoking out. Yeah. Amen. A lot of gas. Yeah. Where did we find our God?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And all the critics who say it will fizzle out and slow down, that is not God. It showed you this is the original. The original always goes first. The first one is always the original. After that, he might try to get an impersonation somewhere. Yeah. But they blow up when the pressure comes. Yeah. The people will get caught and drop in their seat. Yeah. Amen. See, we're going to preach to the soul. I want to preach to the soul. All the make-belief has to go. God is rubbing the make-belief out. Rubbing it out. To bring it to our perfect faith. We can see apostolic times working out amongst us here. Amen. And after I leave here, but I don't think we'll light this place of fire. Amen. Amen. You have the same revelation I have? Boy, they call that preacher like Stephen. You're a burning testimony. Amen. And he could defend these things I've been preaching. Amen. Sometimes when you get riled up, you say you're uncircumcised in the heart, stiff neck, resisting the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Amen. Don't get vexed. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I wasn't there Tuesday, but I was there. It's only baptism. Yeah. Baptism. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Well, brother, rejoice and praising God. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. How about when you stand up there, I get a report. Yeah. I believe the report. Amen! Well, boy, look, and they come out and testify to me. Oh, he stood there, amen. Baptized the people with mission of their sins. Amen! Had the key, put it on a click. It's an apostolic key. You know why God doing that? And I said last night, we back to the time when we had two or three gathered my name. No, because I'm minister. People are looking at minister, minister, minister. God will do that and show you that all the ministering finish. It's believers' time. You think only minister will have the faith? Others have the faith. Others have been catching that faith. They have the same faith. They believe, therefore they speak also using great plainness of speech. Amen. See, Brother Johnson, Brother Simon, all these brothers, they have a revelation in the heart. Amen. Living water. Amen. Amen. Brother Wilson, one man called a religious disturbance in the island. Amen. 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 You think it's only Luther that's causing the disturbance? You think it's only Wesley? Amen. God has thunderbolts and lightning all over the place. All these brothers, all these sisters. Amen. With eternal life inside of them. They are God's seed. Amen. That's why they could pray and tell. They are wishy-washy. Whenever they come in and meet them on their knees and their face under the chair, then some of their hair get ruffled up, then some of their dress get soiled, they're under the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen! Their mothers are their babies. Amen! In spite of all that, they're pressing to the grass the word of God. Amen! Because God are the people who will press to in spite of everything to get the promise of God. Amen. Shall we all stand on your feet? Let me lead the right day, Sabbath Sunday. Amen. How many feel happy in their heart tonight? How many love Him tonight? How many feel quick in my Holy Spirit? Amen. I believe God can do anything tonight. Let's sing that song. Amen. Whatever you need, on Jesus you call. Not no man. On the altar and the finish of the faith. Amen. Don't leave this place your head hanging tonight. Leave it a spring, a step. Leave looking up and lift up your heads. Leave rejoicing. Because God is among these people. Amen. We don't need no man that can only stand. The man can only have already. I, Jesus, will break a morning star. Hallelujah. Sing, amen! Day for me. Thank you. is here. Oh, hallelujah. Break every stony heart tonight. Set every captive free. Heal the sick, dear God. Hallelujah. Open the minds to understand the revelation. Oh, God, we praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
In the room. Amen. God will give us joy beyond what the world can give us. Any possible feeling and joy from the world more is a liar tonight. Ain't no joy like this nowhere on the earth, only among the real saints of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. His grace is all sufficient. Amen. Whatever they have need of. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 My, we enjoy his presence tonight. All that you have done for us. Amen. He's strengthening us. Why? There's a time coming. A great persecution. A squeeze going to come upon the bride. She'll be hunted on like dogs. Amen. They'll close up this place. But before that time comes, the quickening power comes to get the elected seed. Amen. To give them a faith that they never had. To give them a perfect faith.
Amen. When that hour come, watch the faith of God use the power. Watch the faith of God operate the word. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, how we thank him tonight. His great, magnificent blessings, blessing upon our souls tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to his precious name. Amen. Just blessing her tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. By grace are you saved through faith. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. The deacons have seen it fit to appoint Brother Anthony John, Brother Alvin Joseph, Brother Jennings, Brother Winston Douglas to assist them in their duties during the absence of the deacons and ushers who will be attending the Tucson meeting. I'll read it out for you on Sunday again. They had to kind of reinforce because a few of the deacons leaving, a few of the ushers leaving. So they call upon these able-bodied, responsible brothers here to assist in the carrying out the order in the house of God. And I don't even have to tell you because you as the lady in your position, you know it is to assist you, so you give them your full cooperation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So even while we return, when you come back, we want a report from you.
Yes.
Amen. And we have some trustees that trust that they get some quickening power tonight to quicken them because we hoping to do a whole revolutionizing with the trust because in this revival, we have no room for dead people.
Yes.
Amen. And
Amen.
Brother Williams is almost knocked out cold trying to build up this place as a deacon when it's the trustee's job. Amen. And he's torn to the bone of you. We're having prayer requests night after night almost for his weak and rundown body. Had not been for the grace of God to destroy that abscess in his foot. Amen. And the other healing already in process. Amen. To restore him back whole. Amen. And then God would hold them trust to respond for the death of Brother Williams. Amen. Yes, sir, it's a serious matter in the house of God. Amen. So, we have to do some quick things and get something in order in the house of God here because ain't nothing going to hinder the Holy Spirit. Anything that is not an asset, it's a liability. We don't have room for liabilities in here. Amen. So, we have a prayer request here. Brother Winston Abraham, and Brother Vine here request prayer for the three children of a co-worker of his, and the children are afflicted with gastroenteritis. So, we know God is more than able. He's present amongst us here. He don't even have to go across to them because he's omniscient. He knows where they are right now.
Yeah.
He knows who they are. And because he's omnipotent, he can stay here and speak a word. Amen. And destroy that germ in each one of the little bodies. Amen. And completely heal them. If we only ask him to do it. How many believe that tonight? Let's pray the prayer of faith tonight. Bible said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight for your presence, for the blessings that we have received. God, the encouragement in your word, the inspiration, your quickening power that is here tonight. Lord, to see the enthusiasm, the zeal being rekindled in every heart. Lord, the faith being anointed and inspired, the understanding being enlightened. God, only you could do these things for us. And we appreciate all our hearts tonight. But Father, just before we leave, here come this note. There's someone that is needy. Lord, but a Vine co-worker. These three children afflicted with gastroenteritis. And Lord, as I just said, you are omniscient. You know them. You could see that germ in their little bodies right now. And Lord God, even as you stand here with that all-seeing eye, Lord, looking right at that germ. And Father, as you see that germ, we are praying the prayer of faith zeroed in upon that germ in them three little bodies, dear Father. God, may this word go forth now and destroy it in those three little children, dear God. May they be completely healed for the glory of God. As we believe and ask for it to happen in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Granted, Father. And Lord, you're about to leave this place, go to our homes. Lord, may you keep us under divine inspiration
of your word, in that channel of communication. Lord, we could pray, Lord, and fellowship with you concerning these things, that your spirit is quickening and teaching us here, Father. Lord God, may profit those as they mix with faith. Know that you always can profit them, Father, as they heard it and recognize it be the truth. May they act upon it, dear God. And Lord God, may you take them safely to their homes. Keep them in your presence, rest them in their bodies, and may you bring them back at the appointed time. Should a tyrant have lost life, we'll not fail to give it a praise, for we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may have your seats. Sit here, amen, amen, amen. I will sing that, and the ushers dismiss you from your seat. May God bless you and take you safely home tonight. Come early on Sunday morning, come prayed up. Amen. And come with great expectations. You did come tonight. We know we are going to hear from heaven. Amen. City, amen.